This is a very dramatic scene that John draws us into. Lazarus has just been raised, and in John, this signals the turning point at which the leaders who are threatened by Jesus decide to kill him. Paradox between death and life, loyalty and betrayal. Jesus has now become so threatening to the empire because he defies even the power of death. Death is the ultimate power of empire. And yet Jesus, in raising Lazarus, proclaims that the empire has no power here. And Jesus is putting in motion new ways of belonging to one another, in which death does not have the last word, and love causes people to reorient their lives. Mary, in her anointing of Jesus, signals a connection between the raising of Lazarus and the upcoming death of Jesus. This oil could have been used on the dead, but she uses it on the living. Her action is this cue that Jesus will die, as well as foretelling of his example of washing the feet of his disciples at the Last Supper, remaining in service to one another. She is already willing to step into a radical reorganization of her life, away from the empire that would have left Lazarus dead, and into living eternal love in discipleship and community. When Dr. Jennings spoke at the Dean's Forum recently, he made a comment that's going to stick with me for some time. He said, "Community is more than a cup of coffee, a handshake, and see you later. It's a reorganizing of your life to who, it's a reorganizing of my life," he said, "to who you are." And Mary does this. And Judas clearly cannot. Mary is giving what would otherwise have had status in the empire, something expensive with material value. And she's putting her literal body at the feet of Jesus, at the feet of love. She's disrupting what is seen as regular dinner party behavior. And she's pledging her life to a new way of serving. And Jesus, in turn, models the acceptance of this love and this profound tenderness. She does not anoint Jesus' feet in order to do something for him, to gain status from him. She does it through love with Jesus. And together, they establish a new relationship of mutual discipleship. Judas, meanwhile, is so stuck in empire that he cannot fathom the discipleship that Mary represents. He clings to status, to value as defined by those in power, not those in love. I think most of us are kind of on this spectrum between Judas and Mary. It may seem impossible to fully disengage from systems that exploit people and animals and the planet, but we can absolutely reorganize our lives and orient to love. What would it take for you? What would it take to let go of the apathy that Dr. Jennings pointed out, to see community as more than those whom you politely nod to, and to reorganize your life and your actions, so that the infinite worth and belovedness of all is affirmed with every decision you make and action you take. If we want to live in a world of kindness and love, it can only start with us. Mary started with herself. She did not wait until it was culturally acceptable to show love by kneeling at someone else's feet. She knew what love called for in her heart, and she answered. Whenever we doubt that we as a single individual have an impact on the world, we must remind ourselves that our vision of a beloved world starts with us. Lent may be ending, but it has been preparing us for the Easter season of new life. New life in eternal love, in which we reorganize our actions and habits towards community and belovedness, for us to change the world.